Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And just as an FYI, we are getting a storm moving in. And so if there's some interruption in the broadcast, or if I need to, I will just go ahead and close down, just so there's no reason to take a risk of getting electrocuted or anything, or just the interference might get too bad. I see it coming in pretty strong. I'm feeling the interference already in the connection, so hopefully it will pass right through. We won't have any problems. If it gets any worse, though, or you lose me, that's why. I did want to let you know, too, we're continuing to slowly change the name over, so we'll be redoing a intro to the program. We've had this intro for quite some time, but I think we'll use something very similar. We'll see. We may give an opportunity for coming up with several intros and let you all have a chance to vote on which one you prefer. So we want to keep it short, but we are expanding in some areas, so we may expand the intro as well to include the other areas. So we have been talking about the importance of learning to move in the supernatural gifts. And the questions that I've been receiving have been really encouraging, that you all are getting real comfortable with the notion of this life being for training purposes. We also want to recognize that there's a level, the rest and the peace that comes with that is something to enjoy. Our goal is not to accomplish something or to help God or to achieve a certain level or purpose, but to enjoy our relationship that we already have with Him. Part of that enjoyment is being healed, and part of that process of being healed is dealing with our stuff, dealing with our history, the lies we believe, how we rely on our flesh, overcoming our enemies, and learning to live now as the spirit being that God created us to be. It's all one. It's not a matter of, okay, now when you reach a certain level or understanding, then you can start the next thing. Most of the time, by the time that we see what God is doing in our lives, He's been working on it under the surface and doing all the hard stuff. Usually by the time He's bringing something to the surface to bring us into joining Him to finish it, 99% of the work's already been done. Now, over time, that may change because you've become more able to hear Him and are increasingly aware of how He moves in your life. But for right now, be encouraged. Even though you don't see God moving in your life or think you see, or maybe he's not doing enough or what you think he should, or fast enough. It's never fast enough. He's doing so much more than you are aware of. In fact, he may even be distracting you with little things, seemingly trivial areas of your life, when in fact, he is pulling things out by the roots. Your flesh, your lies, your wounds. He may be doing huge, massive works in you and distracting you over here. However he's doing it, it is for you, not against you. Not to catch up to something. Not to make you ready for something. This brings us back to a concern we have over and over and over again, that we're missing out, or that we have missed out. We are all in the same boat in this. We all are caught by this world's lie. This is one of our enemies as part of the world system, that if you don't do everything perfectly and you miss him in one place, you somehow have to catch up. You have to go back to where you missed him and pick it up there. And most of the time, that's not possible. So you have to work twice as hard to catch up to where you should be, because that's what God expects. That's what God had laid out for you. And if you don't do it that way, you're not going to get the reward. You're not going to be in God's perfect will for you, on and on and on. And those are all lies. It's not true. And what's interesting is, whether you're a believer or not, whether you are a spirit being or not, people believe that lie. So many people look back as they go from year to year, they look back and go, wow, I let that person get away. That was really the person for me. I should have pursued that relationship, gotten married, I'd be happy now. Or I picked the wrong major in college. If I'd have picked the other major, I'd be happy now. Or I made the wrong move, or I married the wrong person, whatever. Or I'm a bad person. I wish I had better parents, whatever. And we think that something in the past has ruined our lives. And that's a lie. And then we think, okay, God's giving us a second chance. And even though we missed him somewhere in the past, we can catch up. We can make it right. And that's a deception. That's a distraction. You don't need to make anything right. In your spirit, everything has already been revealed. It's not what you do, the choices you make, the decisions, the things you miss, the people you miss. That's not what's important to God. That's not what's important to your spirit. You are important to God. Your wholeness, your spirit, soul, and body becoming one. And he has done the hard part. He has re-spirited you so that he can enjoy the process with us, so that he can not worry about us missing or falling short of the law, of his requirements, his standards. He has already taken care of all that. It's off the table. It's like if we kept on trying to pay a debt that he'd already paid, and we keep going to the bank and saying, here's another deposit on the bank, on my account. Now, we'll go into this some other time, but our big problem is our enemies are there to accept our payment. So if we keep on trying to pay, there's somebody there to accept the payment. This is how we are deceived. And that someone can be a variety of people, including our leaders, those who are telling us this is how God does things. This is why we always come back to you knowing and hearing God for yourself. You have a unique training schedule. God has set that aside for you and you alone. Now, what you are experiencing in your consciousness, in your awareness, is only a very small part of what God is doing. So when we look at, okay, but I didn't know I was on a training schedule, so I must have missed. So how do I get back on that training schedule? And I'm going to have to work extra hard to get caught up. No, your spirit's been guiding you and leading you without you even knowing it. In fact, let's right now, let's just ask him. Ask God, is there any change in direction that I need to make? And again, this is just a nice yes or no question. So let's just do that. First, let's just, and this is, we're just going to give an example of how to go about asking God these simple questions and dealing with the interference. Right now, I just come against all interference. If it's not, doesn't have a right to be there, I command you to leave now. If you do have a right, you must be quiet and silent while the listeners and myself hear from God directly. So, Lord, I just ask the question right now, is there a change in direction we need to make? So you're going to hear yes, no, or silence. Now, I didn't leave a lot of blank space there, a lot of silence. Let's just do that again so you know what to hear, yes, no, or silence. Lord, is there a change in direction I need to make? Okay, that's the amount of time to leave for him. You're not to strain or to struggle to hear from him. It is his job to reveal himself to you. It is his job to make his voice heard by you. It is your job to ask and to listen. But when asking specific questions, don't make a big deal out of it. Make a big deal out of being with him and enjoying his presence and being available. But when you're asking for specific questions, we have a tendency to fill in the blanks ourselves, or the enemy gets in there. So if you haven't got a no for that, then just keep going. If you got a yes for that answer, for that question, yes, you need to change the direction you're going in, write that down. Write that down right now. that you asked the Lord, is there a change in direction? And he said yes. And then put a date and a time by it. And then start spending some time. Lord, in which area of my life do I need to make a change in direction? And list the areas. Odds are he's going to bring it, or you already know what it is, and write it down. And start talking to him about the changes that need to be made. They may be hard. They may be easy. This may be confirming some change in direction that you've been wondering about. Or it may be raising a whole new question. When you come to these kinds of issues, you have to start with the supposition and repeat it to yourself as often as necessary that God loves you unconditionally right now. This is not about correcting you or fixing you, fixing the mess you've gotten yourself into. No, this is about you hearing from him. Taking this training and learning, it's about the process. If God wanted you in another situation, if it was important to him, you'd be in the other situation. If it was important to God for you to be married to someone else, you'd be married to someone else. Now, we run up against this whole notion of a free will. And we've talked about it before. We'll get into it again, I'm sure. But the concept is that we can keep God from doing what he wants in our lives because we have freedom of choice. The truth is, as far as we can tell, that's not true. Because our soul has been wounded and believes lies, and because of our history and not having our temperament under the spiritual control, we do not have freedom of choice. God does not hold us accountable, responsible for things that are beyond our control, beyond our responsibility. You don't choose your wounds. Things happen to you. You inherit things. You didn't have any choice in the temperament God gave you, or the parents God gave you, or the life God has given you. Now, I do believe that we had some kind of a pre-existence, that this earth existence is something we are passing through, and that at some point in time, he got our buy-in to the life we are living now. Just as he did with Jesus, Jesus knew before he came down what was going to be involved in his life here on this earth. And I believe he told us as well. Now, whatever that pre-existence is, I don't know. Whatever this post-existence will be after this earth time, I don't know. But if spirit is eternal, it goes both ways. There's no beginning and no end of our spirit being. So with that in mind, we accepted the wounds, the history, and the lies that brought us to this moment in time. So God isn't holding that against you. And if he's not holding that against you, and your spirit being has already fully joined with him, there is nothing else for us to be holding against us or to be letting others hold against us. Now, does that mean that we are perfect at relationships or perfect at our jobs or perfect at making choices? Absolutely not. We all know that. But all those things are not about God. They're about developing our soul in relationship to our spirit. It's about learning to overcome our enemies, to rule over ourselves and reign over our circumstances. It's about letting God teach us in the soul, in the supernatural realm, what has already become reality in the spirit, in our spirit. When God looks at you, he doesn't see your age, your circumstance, your situation. He sees you in him. And all these things are about you. Now, part of the challenge we have, and this always comes up, is what about the bad things that happen? Well, we think that if it's good, it comes from God. If it's bad, it comes from Satan or from ourselves. You know, there's evil people in the world. And that's another misunderstanding of God's nature. That God, in him, all things exist. And that he has created both good and evil. And that evil is our perception. This is where we are challenged to develop judgment and to learn to hear his voice. We love the example of King Solomon where the two women brought the baby to him. They were both claiming ownership, and his response was to kill the baby so they could both have a half. And that revealed the truth of the matter, that the true mother said, you know, let her have the whole child because it was her child. And she would rather have the child be alive and in somebody else's arms, but the child be alive. That was not human wisdom. That was wisdom that God had poured into him. And that wisdom is available to each one of us now, so much more than it was available to Solomon. Every characteristic that God has is available to us. And if there was not evil in this world, we would not seek it out. And God wants to be wanted. He wants to be valued. If we don't value him, we cannot value ourselves. We cannot value the life that he has for us. And then we will not deal with our stuff. Now, many, many people, many Christians, throughout history, have not dealt with their stuff. They have not gotten their wounds healed. They don't know how to hear from God. They insist on believing the lies that they've been taught, and on and on and on. And God has let them go through their life like that. Well, that's really between him and them. That's not our responsibility. We recognize that, and we evaluate that. And we say, Lord, if there's something you want me to do in that person's life, or how is that affecting me? I don't want to make a decision based on that. But there has always been, throughout history, those who have been closer, been able to hear him better than others. Even among the 12 that were hanging out with Jesus, with God in the flesh on this earth, there was one who was closest, and that was John, who heard his heartbeat. And then he had a second circle. And then he had the general group. And then he had those who went around with him. And then he had the 40 and then the 70. And different levels. People find different levels. But this is not God. This was not Jesus controlling that. He left that up to his Father and those who followed him, those who were around him. God showed him each disciple and how that disciple was going to support him, encourage him, follow him, learn from him, be with him. And all Jesus had to say was, okay. It was simply information. And that's where we want to be, is accept what God is teaching you. Go ahead and focus on that. And just trust that he's dealing with so much more that you don't know about. And it's not because you haven't dealt with it, but simply because now is the time he wants to deal with it. If he wanted to deal with it before, he would have dealt with it. Now, this brings us up to the whole idea of going around the mountain, around and around and around. Well, sometimes going around and around and around the mountain is how things are dealt with. We see that as a waste of time, a waste of energy, effort, that we are missing him. We are missing something. We keep on, the same thing keeps on coming up over and over and over again. Well, think about a big ball of twine that is nothing but knots. And trying to undo one specific knot. A lot of times you just have to keep on pulling the string over and over and over again, trying to find the end. And it seems like you keep on pulling something through and it keeps on going back around. And then you can't find the end and it gets to be an even bigger mess than you thought. Well, that's what we see. God knows how he's unwinding your knots. And sometimes it feels like we keep on missing him because we keep on dealing with the same thing over and over again. Don't get distracted by the process. Be aware of it and acknowledge it. And go ahead and ask, Lord, is there anything I can do to shorten this? Are you making me aware of this so I can cooperate better? So is there a lie I'm believing, or is there a wound that needs to be healed? Oh, and going back to our previous thing, if the Lord says, you know, if there's interference there, if it's silence, if there's interference there. We've talked before about how to deal with that. We will again. If you need to, I can point you in the direction. If you want to get in touch with me, I can point you to the podcast that will deal with that. But the point is, don't accept condemnation. You're in the process. God knows exactly what you need today to prepare you for tomorrow. So enjoy where you're at. It may not be fun. It may not be where you choose, but it is exactly. You are exactly where he wants you right now. There's a lot more that he's doing in your life than you can possibly comprehend. And in your spirit, you already know what it is. So if you want to know more about what he's doing, let your own spirit reveal it to your soul. Give him the time. Spend time with him. Enjoy his presence and let him love you. So we'll pick up here. Hopefully we've addressed a lot of the concerns. You can always get in touch with me at Diane@therainersclub.org or through this website, through the Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, have a great rest of this weekend. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Good night.